like mine. It's like mine.
Come on, move, move, jump.
You are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Oh my God, honey, I just heard some terrible news. The radio station's going off the air.
Going off the air? How will I listen to my samba music? A 1, 2, 3, back, a 3, 2, 1, back, to the side, to the side, to the left.
Honey, you're an excellent samba dancer, but I think this is it for them.
Oh, no, I just went to their website, wgxc.org. You can donate monthly, did you know that?
Yeah, you can make one of those one-time donations, but you know what I'm into? Monthly sustaining support.
Oh, honey, you're very sustaining, especially when we go and have that delicious spring water in Hudson and the environs.
All right, don't get so frisky, honey. Donate monthly. Choose your amount from the drop-down menu on the old website there, or donate by check. Did you know I can give them my stock donations?
Oh, honey, give them some of that worthless Bitcoin that those children who were sleeping in their cars, they told us to buy the Bitcoin. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I got some of that Bitcoin, but I got something better, cold hard cash. Donate right now to the best radio station in the land.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Starbuck of Columbiaville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWine. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
And Robert Williams voluntarily returned from self-exile today and immediately was arrested as a fugitive.
The reality is that America is not God, America is not the end of the earth, and it doesn't matter what the Americans think. In the final analysis, the truth will come out.
Well, I advocated violent self-defense because I don't think you can really have a defense against violent racists and against terrorists unless you're prepared to meet violence with violence.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. I am your host, DJ Popcorn, here with
Chef Yagi,
DJ Sean Money,
and, DJ Popcorn. So, what we're going to do is we'll be right back after our local news and weather, Enjoy.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Hundreds marched in Catskill June 4th, joining others around the nation, condemning the murder of George Floyd by the Minneapolis police and also against other police brutality. WGXC's Neva Wartell walked with protesters and made a full recording of the proceedings available on the WGXC audio archives at WGXC.org. The crowd met at Catskills Middle School at 5 p.m. June 4th and walked across the Black Bridge over the Catskill Creek and down to the Greene County Courthouse, where speakers denounced police violence. Catskill protest was entirely civil, not like the protest June 4th in Buffalo, where two cops were seen in a widely shared video violently pushing to the ground an older gentleman who did not seem to be doing much of anything. The wide gulf between police and marchers protesting police abuse continues to grow in many cities across the country. Locally, the Times Union reports an organizer helping students at Shenandoah High School in Clifton Park put together the Black Lives Matter March on June 8th said the teens who are planning the event feel intimidated by town officials and state police. Jamaica Miles of All of Us Community Action said teenagers are upset about calls from police who want to meet with them. She said, and I quote, "They are kids. They are scared. I am a mom. They are visibly shaken. This is fear tactics. This is intimidation," end quote. Police said they called just to talk about protest details. State police spokesperson Trooper Kara Burns said, and I quote, "The purpose of the meeting was to work with the organizers on a plan that would ensure everyone's safety," end quote. In Albany, there have been daily protests in the streets, and on June 4th, they moved to the city's Common Council meeting. Earlier this week, Albany police arrested someone recording the arrest of someone else with some violence recorded. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan found the video he made, and I quote, "troubling," end quote, and then charges were dropped against the man who recorded the video. But anger remains high in Albany with the police, who have been rough with protesters all week. Albany councilperson Kelly Kimborough said, and I quote, "The officers involved in that are tone deaf. Because with everything that's going on and had gone on in the days leading up to that, for them to interact with that young man that way made absolutely no sense," end quote. Protesters at the city meeting wanted Albany police to wear body cameras and give the Albany Police Board the ability to subpoena officers in cases of wrongdoing, among other reforms. Now Troy is the next major upstate protest this weekend, with a gathering Sunday, the day after a very large protest is being planned in Washington, D.C. Nora Mishanik is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has taken legal action in federal court against CCC Group, alleging black contractors were subjected to racial discrimination and harassment at the Lafarge Ravenna Cement Plant in 2016 during the facility's three-year modernization project. CCC Group is a Texas-based industrial construction company that performed work at Lafarge. The company's corporate headquarters is located in San Antonio. The suit alleges CCC fostered a racist work environment in which white employees bragged that their ancestors owned slaves and told a black employee he walked funny because slaves used to walk with a big bag on their shoulders picking cotton. One white supervisor allegedly attempted to catch an employee using a noose, the EEO said. The lawsuit also claims black employees were given more physically taxing and dangerous work than their white counterparts at Lafarge, including being assigned outdoor work in winter while their white colleagues worked inside. The harassment is alleged to have taken place at the Coyman site between May and November of 2016. Jason C. Zanner, general counsel for CCC Group, categorically denies the allegations. Although the facility is called the Lafarge Rabina Cement Plant, it is actually located in the town of Coymans. Coymans Town Supervisor George McHugh declined to comment except to say all of the contractors who worked on the Lafarge Kiln project were from outside the area. The EEOC filed the case in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York. The CCC group has until August to formally answer the allegations and is scheduled to appear for the first time in federal court on September the 1st. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Barry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Voters in the Chatham, Hudson, and the Ichabod Crane school districts will have 2 days to cast their ballots in the school budget vote and school board election June 9th. All voters must use absentee ballot forms to return marked ballots by mail. Both the Chatham and Hudson districts encountered complications when the company that was printing and mailing the blank ballots was delayed by what the Hudson website described as supply shortages. Ichabod Crane said all its ballots went out on time. The Chatham and Hudson districts say all ballots forms have now been sent to eligible voters. But the delays will make it difficult for some voters to return the marked ballots to district clerks by 5 p.m. Tuesday. So all three districts will set up locked drop-off points for absentee ballots curbside drop-off. The Chatham district voters will take place Monday, June 8th from noon to 7 p.m. and Tuesday, June 9th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School. In Hudson, district completed ballots can be delivered between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Monday, June 8th or Tuesday, June 9th at the event entrance to the Hudson Junior Senior High School, the former John L. Edwards School, City of Hudson Central Fire Station, A.B. Shaw Firehouse in Claverick, and Greenport Community Center. In the Ichabod Crane District, district ballots can be mailed or dropped off at the Central's office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily before the deadline of 5 p.m. Tuesday, June 9th. Ballots must be in the possession of district officials by the deadline to be counted. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Gwendolyn Craig of Adirondack Explorer are reporting for the Times Union anaplasmosis, a tick-borne illness with symptoms similar to COVID-19, is on the rise in the Adirondacks and upstate New York. Symptoms include fever, muscle aches, and even respiratory failure, all similar signs to the infectious COVID-19 disease that has killed more than 100,000 people nationwide this year. Anaplasmosis, if left untreated, can also be fatal. The carriers are usually the Ixodius scapularis, commonly known as the deer tick or black-legged tick. Brian Backinson, deputy director of the State Health Department's Bureau of Communicable Disease Control, said, and I quote, "It's a little challenging to cut through COVID news," end quote. He and other officials are now reminding healthcare providers about tick-borne illnesses, something that may easily be forgotten with coronavirus on everyone's mind. Blackinson said cases of anaplasmosis are increasing, especially in Washington, Warren, Saratoga, and Rensselaer counties. Fortunately, the test for anaplasmosis is easy and the disease is often treated with antibiotics, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Ticks are a problem.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 5th. Today starts out in the mid-60s. We have a chance of rain all day, most likely to rain around 9 a.m. After that, a slight chance of thunder is expected through the day. Temperatures reach a high of 82 at 4 p.m. After dark, rain chances persist as temperatures drop to the mid-60s again. Tomorrow morning will be a little stickier with higher relative humidities. Rain chances end afternoon, and the temperature reaches 84 at 4 p.m. Saturday night, good sleeping weather, lows in the 50s. Sunday will be nice with a high of 75. Pollen levels will be in the medium-high range through the weekend, grasses, oak, and hickory being the major transgressors. The next high tides will be at 3:20 p.m., and tomorrow at 3:40 a.m. The next low tides will be at 9:43 a.m. and at 9:50 p.m. Water temperature is still hovering around 73 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:08 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see a penumbral lunar eclipse occurring for everyone except North America. Trust me, folks, you're not missing too much. It just looks like a slight darkening of the right side of the moon as it passes partially into Earth's shadow. We get a chance to see one ourselves on July 5th. Solar wind speed is currently 331 kilometers per second at 5.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 12. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wavefarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
It's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house. We joke around, or can be serious. So come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully. Don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts. Cause every time we sign in, we make a pact.
And welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio,
the clubhouse,
live from the Catskill
house,
Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM,
WGXC.org,
broadcasting Idra, Catskill,
pool,
Hudson.
We got radio,
how's
we got
everybody
track.
Today today? It's your host, DJ Popcorn, and...
DJ Chef Yagi.
And DJ Shamani.
And we're here with another great show for you guys. So I'm pretty sure you guys all know what's going on right now. This is nothing new to
us.
Me, of course. Us.
Yeah.
And I put that in quotation for a reason.
This is us.
This is us.
You know what I mean?
So I don't really know how to start this show, but, you know, actually.
The woke yesterday was, you can start up, you can take a little about that. You wasn't there, so
sadly.
It was a beautiful turnout, actually. It's a simple fact that I thought it was only like 200 people in Catskill, and there was more than 200 people at the walk.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah. So it was like, it shows like there's a unity there. Like there is
right.
A town there. Like there is hope. You feel me? But like, my little thing I could take out of the walk was, I was looking for my teachers that I went to high school with and middle school with.
Right,
like
the people who you looked up to, the people who you were most inspired by, like who you thought were like, oh, I'm there.
Yeah, up there.
Yeah,
you know.
You feel me? That, and not only that was like, feel me, I'm not here to point fingers at nobody.
Yeah.
But when I come from the city, bro, so it's like certain things that I brought with me upstate, I was like going into school, they would point fingers like, don't do that. Don't
right.
Do that, don't do
right.
That, that's not good. But then certain things that the behaviors I was protruding, other kids started doing it and they never said nothing. Feel me?
Right.
So I wanted those teachers that, for me in school, that point out the kids and do the prejudice behavior.
Yeah. Come through
do
and just
stuff.
Don't do this, don't do that.
You feel me? I wanted them to come forward to see the youth, like the people that they're teaching, the people that they're talking to. I wanted them to see. For me,
yeah,
they weren't there.
Right.
I didn't see any, but that's what I got. And
right.
I didn't see no sharps. That was nothing that, for me, it was a little
sketch.
Yeah. Local PD were there, but no sheriffs.
Okay.
Granted,
no sheriffs.
Why would you ask that question? My only thing is, I've personally upstate, sheriffs, they come like that.
Right.
Town PD, they there, feel me, whenever. But sheriffs, I feel like those are the ones that really need to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you got the PD. Like, there's always there's branches of everything. You feel me? So, I gotta stop saying that. But
branches?
Nah, you feel me?
Cause
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it.
But it's more to it, bro. So, I wanted everybody to be outside. And I feel like everybody wasn't outside to hear the message.
Right. And so, my saying is, you know, right now, we're all looking for a change to come. So, we've got a song for you called A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. I'm gonna let you guys enjoy this, and we'll be right back. So, what did you guys think about that?
I think that was a beautiful song.
Yeah.
So, Shahi, you mentioned that your grandfather grew up on this song, and yeah, still he plays this song on repeat around you. Yeah. So, obviously, I think that song might be older than me.
Yeah, pretty sure it's older than all of us.
You know, for me, even it's a very inspiring song. That's one of those songs where it's like, oh boy, you don't know nothing about this, and your mom's just dancing in the living room. You're like, but mom, everybody knows this song. But she's like, but she don't know it.
Yeah, one of something funny is that I've heard it, but I've never heard it.
Right, like you heard like those little like glimpses.
Like I've heard it, but I never heard it. Like I've listened to it, but I never understood it.
Like, you didn't get the lyrics.
Nah, until like, just now. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, when you, like, deep in a song.
Right. Took the time to analyze the situation or observe, like, the little things. Like, yeah. When I was... I listened to, like, a simple part of the lyrics during that. I wrote it down on the paper over there, actually. I think it was, "It's been too hard living, but a change is gonna come." See, that right there is something that that really stuck out to me for the simple fact that like for a lot of us right now, it's really what it is. Like, you know, a change is gonna come, and plus it has been like way too hard living. Like, even from a kid's perspective, teenager, I should say, I'm just like, you know,
things like is rough.
Yeah, like, yeah. First we had a whole nother world war scare. We are still in a pandemic. We have to worry about our safety. And we're still going to protests. We're still trying to fight for our rights. Things like that.
So would you say you mentally exhausted?
More than that. I'm mentally and physically exhausted.
And you said you're a teenager, right?
Yeah.
And you're mentally exhausted.
Yeah, actually, I am. Just like... The fact that I have to constantly, like, I wake up on a day-to-day basis just, like, trying to exercise my mind. I exercise my mind every day. Like, I'm always new, I always open my mind to new things that I can learn because I never know what's going to happen to me. I don't know when my last day is. Like, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to experience in the future. I don't know what my future has to hold, so I want to, like, not through my kid years, but I'm saying, like, during my younger stages of my life, I want to, like, take this time to more so experience life. Things that are happening.
Play the Black Lives Matter by Chris Brown. I feel like that song was a cool
song. Yeah, yeah.
How you feel right now?
I'm Life's unreal and death's uncertain. It's funny how the blessed ones had the most curse. Heart falling to the floor if we lose another person. Take three more, I swear it's worth it. But it ain't no world tour if I'm laying in a hearse. I remember losing Lil, bro, he laying in the dirt. Now I'm bound to drop a tear or two on every single verse. Good turns, bad turns, when they die, it's the worst. Sometimes when I'm high, I feel high in reverse. I ain't going out like they. I'm gonna shoot him first. I promise y'all I'm finna touch the world. Yeah, I'ma touch the earth. But hold on, your girl on my line. I think I may just first. Gotta have some cruel humor just to keep a good vibe going. Keep the song grooving. So on my money longer. Shout out bro Uzi. Keep my eyes in the sky, cause that's where I'm moving. Say they wanna read my mind. They really wanna read my mind. Telling you right now, all you'll find is a lost soul rich and blind. They say you wanna read my mind. Do you really wanna read my mind? I promise all that you will find is a lost soul, rich and blind. Is a lost soul, rich and blind. Blind, 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 blind. This is dedicated to you if you felt the lowest of the low.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, and we are back. So, you guys just listened to two songs. You know, sorry about one of them. It had a lot of explicit words in them, and I'm sorry I couldn't find the clean version to that, so we only could play an excerpt. So, the next song that we played was Juice WRLD's Rich and Blind. For me, I played that song because, for me, it's very significant to the situation right now, because some, I know a lot of people are speaking out right now, but then there are those who are just like sitting back on their couch because they're financially stable and they're able to provide for their families, and some people just don't care about the situation at all, and some, that's just selfish to me. So this song, Rich and Blind, basically by the title, holds some significance to me in my heart, because this song helped me get through a lot at one time too. From one of the passings of my favorite rappers, XXXTentacion, rest in peace. Yeah. So. Yeah. So I have a song called Legends by Juice WRLD, and I'll let you guys listen to that.
Yeah, that song, that last song, came.
Yeah. So, this song was a bit after the passing of XXXTentacion, basically saying that, you know, he didn't want to die a legend, because a lot of artists, you know, are
die young.
They die young and are being called quote-unquote legends now, that, like, the recognition that they get after they die, you know, just, it's what the system has come to nowadays. So, right now, we're just going to take a second to listen to this, and we'll be right back.
I usually have an answer to the question, but
take you, girl. More importantly, I'm trying to change the world. Maybe you touch some diamonds and pearls, girl. I usually have an answer to the question, but this time I'm gonna be quiet. This time, ain't nothing like the feeling of uncertainty, the eeriness, the silence. This time it was so unexpected. Last time it was the drugs he was lacing. All legends fall in the making. Sorry, truth. Dying young, demon youth. My mind is foggy. I'm so confused. We keep on losing our legends too. The cruel cold world, what is it coming to? The end of the world, is it coming soon?
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County officials released the county's crisis response and recovery plan this week. The guidelines focus on workforce development, growing industries, infrastructure investment, and establishing downtown and community centers as creative hubs. Tourism Director Terry Bagshaw said the plan has been an ongoing effort. Focus groups were held with specialty retail, resorts and lodging, restaurants and hospitality, personnel service, construction and service contractors, manufacturing and distribution, arts, recreation and entertainment, and nonprofit organizations. The group has been providing businesses with information about grant and loan opportunities, Bagshaw said, and launched a new website for residents to support their local restaurants. Bagshaw said, and I quote, "As we begin to open up, we continue to work with businesses to make sure they have information on how to open safely," end quote. Green County's economy depends on tourism, and many summer events have been canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In response to a tourism department survey in May, 65% of respondents said they would travel within the first month of the region reopening. 92% said they will likely take road trips first. Eating out and outdoor recreation were among the top activities that travelers are looking forward to, Bagshaw said. Green County Economic Development and Tourism Director Carl Heck agrees that short day trips will make a comeback. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The City of Hudson is alerting residents and visitors that work is scheduled to begin in Promenade Hill Park on Monday, June 8th. Surveyors will be present to update boundary lines and to prepare the site for planned improvements. According to a statement from Mayor's aide Michael Chimides, the planned improvements, and I quote, include preserving historic features while providing access to park amenities and extraordinary views of the Hudson and Catskills for people with all abilities, end quote. City officials advise everyone to be aware of the workers' presence, to wear a mask, and to give the workers extra space. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. The proposal to expand the Port of Albany into the town of Bethlehem took a step forward last week when the Town Planning Board accepted the state environmental quality review for the project. The 80-acre expansion project must now submit a site plan with names of specific tenants. Bethlehem Planning Director Robert Leslie said of the board's action, and I quote, "This is a big step," end quote. One of the next steps will focus on where a proposed building would be built. Port officials believe the expansion could play a role in the state's push to develop wind industry, especially off the coast of Long Island. The facility could possibly store or help prepare parts that go into offshore wind turbines, which could then be easily shipped in and out of the region via the port. Megan Daly, the port's director of economic development and procurement, said they are currently looking for tenants. The expansion would increase the port overall by 25%. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Greene County Department of Social Services is reminding residents that as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the state has initiated a third round of the Home Emergency Assistance Program benefits through June 30th. The third round can only be accessed after first and second round regular and emergency heat benefits have been exhausted. The program is open to households in a heat or heat-related energy emergency and who met the eligibility guidelines. Information is available at the Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance website or by calling the Greene County Social Services Department at 518-719-3700. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Situation so unfortunate. I know it doing double digits. Bust a head wide for another who's scared to rip his set right. Now solitary doing push-ups by his bedside. All he want is a green dot. His homie keeping himself fly. Don't come around without your past. Don't they tip. Zero tolerance on money. Won't they... Don't start nothing without your blower. That's a one-way trip, 6 feet under real life. That's all gunplay.
Yeah, that's that hood sh- with young niggas on that misunderstood. Jumping out of smoking rentals, caves with the wood grips. For them bank statements to come and hit a full split. Don't you know no good? 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 John Jacket, they ain't on that hood. We bout that action on that wish you would. All red flags, swag on 10. We ain't in the club, we can't get our goods in. So we in the hood, situations look grim. One time circling for colors of your skin. Black lives matter out here, no way. Cops get promotions while the family gotta pray. It's up. Can't explain babies all in a dump truck. It's all about that money, man. Miss me with that Trump stuff. Trying to make a dollar out of 15. Don't get f***ed up. It's shaking the bag. You get a bug, then you lucked up. You faking, you mad. You got an issue, you get f***ed up. Get laid on your... You feeling bad, your blunt's crushed up. We in the set, just bicking it like the Cosby's. Trying to get dope, live happy days like Chachi. If you get a call from Poppy, that's like Jesus calling. All you do is execute, next 10 seasons ballin'. You can get the world, stay loyal, why you even trip? Don't you know no good, don't you know no good? Don't you know no good, don't you know no good? Don't you know no good, don't you know no good? Don't you know no good, don't you know no good?
And welcome back to the Catskill Clubhouse. Well, the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse, I should say. Actually, like, something kind of just, like, hit me, so, you know.
I wanted to give a public apology to the listeners. We planned a beautiful show, but, like, personally, when I heard the news, it kind of threw me off hearing that, right now we are fighting for our, like, equal rights, like, everything. We're fighting because we are tired of living the way that we're living, and we're still getting hit with fear and bullets. Not per se bullets out of a gun, but words. Because words hurt, like, just how much as actions hurt. But we're still getting hit with all of this negative feedback from the people that are supposed to protect us and actually make the safe environment for us. So that kind of just threw me off from the beginning, hearing that, especially after the march we just had. And it was a beautiful turnout.
Right.
So it just kind of threw me off mentally, like...
Yeah, and for me, like, when I listen to the news, it's... For me, it's like dying in a loop over and over and over and over again. Like, it's like a never-ending thing. Like, you're going to die in different ways, but you all die in the same way.
Yeah, same outcome.
But for the same purpose, but, you know, like, there's going to be that one person that you entrust, like, not your safety, but, like, you entrust within, like, more so your mental, like, on how you're feeling.
You will run to them, if anything.
Yeah.
Like, how much they got far run to you, what you about to do?
Yeah,
you gonna get scared because, like, I'm running to you, or you gonna actually help me?
Just and just like the anxiousness and having the mindset of, do I have somebody to go to? Am I gonna talk to someone? Is my therapist gonna listen? For those of you who have therapists, are my parents gonna listen to me? Do they know what I'm going through? Do they, like, does somebody, like, understand me? And you just look at it from the perspective of, like, the police force, right, the police, PD, whatever you want to call them, were made to protect and serve, and right now that's not what they're doing, and right now the news is just not something that is really shocking to me. This show was going to be supposed to be more happy than it is right now, more so the mood has changed since we listened to the news, but...
We going to make a change, though. Like we said in the beginning of the song, a change going to come, and this is when... That right there, we realize the problem as a team. So that's when, as a team, you gotta uplift it. You feel me?
As a unity.
As a unity, you feel me? That's when you just pick it up. Now you see, all right, listen, we fighting this battle, and we the only people in our corner that's going to make a change.
Right. Now yeah, you got to band together.
Now we seeing it for exactly what it is. So now there's no, I thought they was going to, no, now you see
no,
what it is.
No. Like, what are we supposed to do when the people that are supposed to, quote, unquote, protect us? Like, what are we going to do after that? Like,
and I'm going to say this, though this is sort of an old quote in a sense. You're either with me or against me. And that's sort of how I feel during this time right now. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion on the situation, of course, but it just feels like it's different than it was 2 years ago. It's different than it was 3 years ago. It's different than it was 4 years ago. It's like this is a reoccurring thing that there's like, oh, this isn't going to happen anymore. Then it's going to happen again. We're going to bring it back.
But it keeps happening. And it's been happening for over 400 years. You got to realize, like, African Americans, we speaking up about, yeah, we want rights. We want this. We want to be treated equally. We were never equal in our eyes.
Yeah.
So us saying that is like going in one ear and out the other. You were never equal to them. So us saying that is like saying, Mom, I want $1 billion. Where am I going to get $1 million from?
Right.
But it's just like, that's not realistic, but asking for it, peace and equal and things like that, that's reality, but we can't get that.
Right.
You got young kids waking up every day in fear. And it's like, I thought I was the only kid. Like, it's, you see the cycle. Like, you see young black men and women, they go from being something so beautiful, so with so much potential, to being labeled as a criminal or something.
Thug.
You feel
thug
me?
Rat.
Exactly my point, bro. But they never see the problem that young child has so much potential, and they watch themselves not go nowhere in life. The simple fact that nobody ever cared about their future besides their parents. And we live in a society where money goes around, tax come around, knowledge is shared everywhere, bro. Yeah. So it's like seeing that unbalance is like, huh? Like the game side is on right now. We playing the game and the game side is on right now. Point blank period. The game side is on right now.
Right. And so that's one reason why I had mentioned that this for me is like a never ending loop of people dying. Not only me dying, I see myself in all of this. Me just being like a young black man growing up in this community. Back in 2014, I heard someone died. Like, then a few years later, past 2017, my mom's mom died. And that was something big for me because I didn't really know her like that. And so it was something just like that, just like a reoccurring nightmare for me. Just watching people die over and over and over and over. But not only my family members, but like people to me who felt like family members.
Like, it's the worst thing ever. Like, having someone that close to you pass away, and then you're like, that could have been me. Like, like the reality, like, it's crazy, like, how close that is. Like, how that happened. Like, that's like saying, like, yes, all black lives matter, but like, oh, but yeah, like, that's like saying all black lives matter. Yes, black lives matter, but then you say all lives matter, but like, all lives, do black lives matter until all lives matter?
Yeah. So this is the last song before we close out. You right now, you're listening to J. Cole and the Role Models, because this for me feels super relevant.
Yeah.
Just as we were talking about earlier, like, we feel like as if we have no one to run to, no one to hide out to, like, just the anxiousness takes over. So I'm gonna let you guys listen to this for a bit, and then we'll come back and close out.
My memory, I couldn't find one. Last night I was getting my feet rubbed by the bed. Not Trina, but I swear to God, it's to make you call your girl up and tell her, hey, what's good? Sorry, I'm never coming home, I'ma stay for good. They hang the phone up, they proceeded later would. I came fast like 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm spoiled and I'm rich cause I can have any. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me.
before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling so heavily, back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you wasn't sweating me. One time for my L.A. sisters, one time for my L.A. lame, can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love, that Jada in that weird love, that leave a toothbrush at your crib love, and you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid love. I don't want no from reality shows, out of touch with reality. Out in Hollywood bringing back five or six, then we kick them to the door. You know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think about it in rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt before she leave. I'ma need my shirt back. You know how it goes. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA. Lame can't tell the difference. One time for a who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, the peace sign, load the chopper, let it rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for me alone. Now all I'm left with is from reality shows. Hand her a script, probably couldn't read alone. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is up at Greystone with the stale face, cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the
okay, so, man, guys, well, I know you see the clock, and I think it's about that time. It's time to close out. I'll just go through, you know, if you guys, you know, if you know, right now. Time for the catchphrase. Obviously, I say this every single show. If we don't see the clock, it's time to close out. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. This is for after this all ends, you know. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming a radio show, join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Friday and Thursday at 5 p.m. Also, if you want to give us some suggestions for things we should talk about, email us here on our at our Gmail.